You're listening to the Racking Focus Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Racking Focus Podcast. I'm Josiah Blizzard.
I'm John Doyle.
And we are sitting on the couch in John's living room after having just watched First Cow. It's not as boring as it sounds, although you may disagree with me. This is a spoiler-free review of First Cow. John, where do you want to start?
I think what I want to say right from the start is, and you've sort of led with this in the last conversation, this is a strange movie for us to have to review without spoilers, because it is a movie where spoilers are insignificant to the plot. Right. But if you don't want to have, if you want to be going completely unsurprised and just know whether you should see it, qualitatively, you need to be aware that this is a movie that is methodically and slow paced, thoughtfully paced with long, extraordinary long takes,
yeah,
and long shots and lots of detailed encounters with nature and our actors.
Yeah.
And if that's going to make you lose interest, this may not be the film for you.
Don't watch this immediately after you've eaten a big lunch, because you will fall. Don't get in a comfy position on the couch. You will struggle and fall asleep. It'll happen. I want to talk about everything for just very, very briefly.
Like, right.
Let's do this. I'm going to say cinematography, you're going to give me one sentence, and then you're going to give me a thing, and I'll go back. We'll go back and forth.
All right, that sounds great.
I'm trying to make this as interesting as possible.
Yeah, let's do it. That sounds good.
Okay, so I just said cinematography as an example, but let's say acting.
So I think the acting is naturalistic and honest and full of integrity and understated throughout, and that doesn't preclude deep emotions. It's just not emotions that are being worn on the sleeves of our actors. So it's rock solid acting, but that acting is naturalistic.
Yeah.
Cinematography, I'll get you with yours.
The cinematography, again, in the same way that the acting was naturalistic, the cinematography felt very organic and natural. And I mean, there's times where we couldn't even see what was happening on the screen because it was so dark. And it, I think I made a comment, it felt like they were just shooting with the available moonlight they had. But everything that they did cinematography wise, including the aspect ratio, felt so organic, and it just supported the story as a whole, as something that takes place almost entirely in nature. Even their huts, the houses they're in, is just made of this wooden, this just wood. Like, it's this just dingy cabin they're in. So the cinematography was beautiful through and through. It will be hard to see. So if you're going to watch this, don't watch it with a big window behind you.
Which we did. So that was one of the challenges.
Production design.
The production design is inspiring, and while you're watching it, I don't think that's what's happening to you, because you're in this world. But the level of detail in the production design is extraordinary, from a whisk made of branches to a pot to blueberries to mushrooms.
Gosh, even the fried dough they
even the fried dough, which turns into almost like a an octopus as it cooks.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Every single detail, and I'm going to just extend it and say to costume design as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think that costume design is in that same production design area. I mean, they're using, it's an old Iron Age theater technique, my theater company's technique, where we built 3/4 of our sets out of wood that came from an actual barn.
Yeah.
Like, whenever we were doing a play that took place in something, someplace rustic, we used this wood that came from a barn.
Right.
And it had been really weathered outside. It wasn't painted to look weathered. And everything in this world looks like it was, comes from the world and is created.
Yeah.
Even if it's created from natural items by those folks. It's amazing. Yeah. The production time is astounding.
And even that costume design, I mentioned this in our longer take, our longer review, is that every person's costume represents their heritage in some way. It feels like that there's, whether you're Native American there, or you're an Englishman or a Frenchman or a Chinese man, like that costume you're wearing is going to tell part of your heritage and where you come from. And the colors of each costume were astounding too. So
Sound design.
Sound design is not something I actually picked up on while I was watching the movie, because I was just immersed in the film, which is actually, I think, the best compliment you can give a sound designer.
Right, great.
So yeah, it felt very natural. But yeah, everything sounded great. I would have loved to hear how it sounds in the theater with the surround sound and all of that. But the sound bar is the next best thing, next to headphones, I would say, next to like some really nice headphones. Yeah. But yeah, I think the sound design was just great. It's completely unnoticeable for me. So that's, again, best compliment.
Yeah, doing its work. Yeah, I think so.
They would say thank you for that. So let's see, direction.
Yeah, I'm going to say something we didn't say in this spoiler filled, and that is that the blocking in this is extraordinary.
Yeah.
There's two things that stick out for me, framing and blocking, that the actors are moving through the space constantly and the space is present and it's creating a sense of frame throughout. And all of those are directorial choices, that the way, it's not just how things are lit or how the camera's doing its work. It's literally, we are placed in frames through the director's eye the actors are moving through those frames in ways that are clearly designed and designed to have an impact on us.
Right. Totally.
What do you think?
As a whole of the movie?
Director.
Director. Yeah. I mean, agree. I mean, the direction was great. I think, again, this is the type of movie that is just the director runs the show. Like, this movie doesn't get made unless the director's vision is so strong and so precise that, I mean, she's the person who's going to push for this. Like, this is her, it's a passion project for all intents and purposes, right? Like this is a movie that only gets made if the director loves what she's doing and loves the vision. And Kelly Reichardt, the director, I think did a great job. And it's less of trying to build emotion with your actors and get them to be these huge performers, and more of that in the same way that you talked about the naturalistic style of acting. Like, this is feels like a natural style of directing where it's just everything needs to be organic. And we heard in the behind the scenes that they were just one family, like, and there weren't even any divides between the departments. It was just everybody working together in a collaborative workspace. And I think that's really cool. So the direction was great. It's not something I even thought about while we were watching, though.
Let's say the last one for you, and then we'll go to general rating. Story, the thing you care about a lot.
Oh yeah.
Talk about story.
I mean, I love the story. This is a story about two people milking a cow. Like, that's the story, essentially. And, and like, there's really nothing to it. But I mean, the pacing was slow, but didn't feel out of place. They threw some twists at you, things you maybe expected to happen based on what we know about story structure. And maybe they did or didn't happen at some points in the film without spoiling anything. And it was a good ride. And I mean, if you can just keep your butt planted on the couch and your eyes fixed on the screen, maybe take one bathroom break or get up to get a snack or something, that's not going to hurt your viewing. But you got to throw your phone away. Like, do not look away from the movie. Don't get distracted, because the second you do, you're going to be in a completely different place. But the story's engaging. The characters, most importantly, are this is a character piece from beginning to end. This is a character piece between two platonic dudes, right? That are completely different from one another. And
living in a world full of real people.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And I think I personally believe, like, every film ever should just be a character driven piece that has stuff happen to those characters, rather than putting characters in this plot driven world. It's just way more interesting. And I mean, it happens. And this is an example of it in a slow pace setting. I think there are certain Marvel movies that make that happen in a larger scale, much bigger scale. So I love character driven pieces, and this certainly was one of those. So
yeah, it subverted my expectations over and over again. And you know, sometimes we complain about that sort of allegiance to the five act structure or the three act structure.
Yeah.
And here we were fooled more than once places where it seemed like this is where we had to go.
Yeah.
And maybe you did have to go there, but you didn't have to go there in the most likely easiest place.
Yeah.
And that built tension for me as a viewer.
Absolutely.
So I think story was great. All right, overall.
Cool.
What do we suggest?
Overall, I think if you get the chance to see this in theaters, which you probably won't, then sure, do it. But be aware that you may be spending $13 on a movie that you may, in fact, be very bored watching. So I would say that the safest bet, the best bet, watch it on your couch. If you have some downtime, it's 2 hours. You can get it on iTunes. And it'll be worth the watch. So watch it in your house, I think.
Yeah, and I think that if you go in with the warning we've given you about pacing and story structure, if you care about watching this movie, you're going to enjoy the experience,
yeah,
and you're going to find it rewarding.
Yeah.
That said, I would love to have sat in a theater and looked up at
totally.
The screen.
Yeah.
And the sound, I think your point about sound is, and the music, the soundtrack is right.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have seen this writ large so I could get a sense of scale, but still it's beautifully done and worth watching, I think.
Yeah. If you go to watch this movie, and like most movies, don't just go in there, turn your brain off. This is a movie where even the second shot, I'm thinking about what does it mean to the film? Right. This dog is digging up some dirt. What does this frame mean? What is happening in this frame? And what does it mean to the story as a whole, as it progresses? Like, that's how I watch movies. And some movies, sure. Like you're going to go watch Spider-Man Homecoming or Endgame, maybe you can turn your brain off. But this is a movie where if you're going to watch it, just actively think and be engaged in the film, because it's less of an entertainment factor, right, where you're sitting there watching something happen and unfold, and more of a dialogue and communication back and forth, mm-hmm, between the film and the viewer.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it.
Yeah, so don't turn your brain off. Just think about what's happening on screen. But other than that, I enjoyed the film. Yeah, you want to close this out?
Yeah, let's. Cool. I'll give the shot. So in the spoiler filled, we gave the best information we could. We're going to do the same thing now. It's been so long
since we've done this. It may have been the worst closing.
So here we go. We thank you for listening to the Racking Focus podcast. You can find us on social media at RackingFocusPodcast.com is our website. And from there, you can just tag onto each of our social media branches. On Twitter, where we're Pod Focus. We're Racking Focus
Podcast
in Instagram, right?
Yep, yep.
And rackingfocuspod@gmail.com if you want to email us. And we're just checking with each other to make sure we're
That's
right.
Correct, yeah.
Whatever other ways you want to find us, you can find us at Anchor FM. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or, as I said previously, Podbean or Stitcher. We're all over the place. So listen to us wherever you can. Please share this with folks give an independent filmmaker a try and give independent podcasters a try.
Yeah, there you go.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Let's get some people knowing we're back and we're ready to go to work.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Racking Focus podcast.